Hi, my name is Matt Reese, and I will be interviewing Tracy Reese for an oral history archive regarding bookstores and the place they hold in the lives of Americans. Hi, Tracy. Could you please state your age for us?
Sure. I am 46 years old.
Where do you currently live?
I live in Haddonfield, New Jersey, which is just right outside of Philadelphia.
Have you lived there your entire life?
No, although I was born in New Jersey. My family moved around quite a few times, but I returned to live in New Jersey when I got married about 24 years ago.
Does your husband read as well?
No, he does not. Only on vacation.
Okay, fair enough. Would you consider yourself to be an avid reader?
Yes, I definitely would. I've been reading for as long as I can remember, and I'm a different type of reader. I can binge read. I go crazy. I'll read like 20 books, and then I won't read for like a month. And I read different books depending on the type of season. Like in the summertime, when I'm sitting on the beach, I like kind of an easy read,
right,
a book that I can look up from and doesn't require a whole lot of thinking. And in the wintertime, I like books that are kind of deeper and require more concentration.
You said you have been reading for as long as you can remember. Was there anybody that influenced you to start reading, or is that just kind of your own thing?
You know what? Not really, because my parents did not really read, although now as they've gotten older, they read a lot. But when I was growing up, they didn't read a whole lot. So I guess maybe I just picked it up maybe from a teacher in school, encouraged me to read, or okay. I don't really remember how I got into it.
Right. Would you say that you have a favorite genre of a book, or even like a favorite author?
Well, I'm kind of all over the place. You know, like I said, how I read different in the summer than in the winter. So in the summertime, I might like more of a lighter read. You know, maybe even like a Stuart Woods for a little murder mystery. And then in the wintertime, maybe a different kind of book. I really like all types of authors. My favorite book, though, is by an author named Lisa C. It was called Snowflower and the Secret Fan.
Okay.
I probably read it 15 years ago.
Do you shop in bookstores or online through websites like Amazon?
I do a little bit of both kind of shopping. I own a Kindle e-reader, so
right.
I purchase those books, obviously, right through Amazon. But I would rather prefer to be in a bookstore.
Can you buy like online books from an actual bookstore? Is that possible, or do you not know?
I don't believe so. Like through with the Kindle, you buy an Amazon gift card and you buy it through Amazon. And I know like Barnes & Noble has a book card, but I don't believe that you can go in and actually buy ebooks through a bookstore.
Okay.
Because, you know, you just download them on your
right
your electronic device.
Do you prefer an independent bookstore or larger chain stores?
Well, where we live, there really aren't any independent bookstores anymore. In Philadelphia, there are, but I really don't go into the city to buy a book. I really like the bigger stores. I prefer Barnes & Noble in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is where I frequently go.
Right.
The independent bookstores, they're, to me, are they make me a little anxious. They're crammed, and books are crammed into every nook and cranny in the store, and the musty smell of the older books, the big ladders have that reach to the ceilings that they climb up to get the books that are all the way on the top of so I prefer like Barnes & Noble type of store.
So would you say the Barnes & Noble then is your favorite place to shop for books?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. It's kind of like a library. It's quiet in there. They have Starbucks in there, which I like, so I'll buy coffee or an iced tea and kind of wander through and look at the books. And, you know, I like to be able to pick up a book, maybe read the book jacket. Sometimes even what's on the cover of the book is what interests me into reading. So I could really spend hours and hours just wandering through Barnes & Noble.
Would you say that you spend as much time there now as you did like 5 or 6 or so years ago?
No, I actually spent a lot more time there when you kids were little because I tried to get you guys interested in reading. So I would take you there and I always said, oh, you can pick out whatever book you want. And also, like I said earlier, I have a Kindle. So even though I love the feel of holding a book, the Kindle is much easier to travel with. So, because when I go on vacation, I could read 3 or 4 books, and to pack them in my suitcase is kind of cumbersome and heavy. And, you know, with the Kindle, I just throw it in my purse. I can download as many books as I want on it, and it's just really easy.
Right. You touched upon how you used to bring your kids, me, Taylor, and Ryan, to the bookstore with you. Was that like an often common thing?
Oh, yes, we would go. I tried to encourage reading as much as I could. So we would go probably weekly. You lost a little interest in that and preferred to play in the little toy area that they had. But Taylor especially, still to this day, and she's 23, is an avid reader. And I would have to think that would have something to do with her liking reading, you know, as all the times we went there.
Did you see other parents bring families to the bookstore back then?
Yes, but a lot of the kids did what you did. They used to have a little area, and I'm assuming that they still do. I don't go in the children's section anymore, where they would bring in like a puppeteer or somebody would be reading books, and the kids would sit around and play with Legos and stuff like that, Kinects.
Right.
And that's where you liked to be. And there were a lot of mothers in there with their kids.
How would you say that Barnes & Noble has changed over the years, if they've changed at all?
I think it's definitely changed. Besides the play area that they had for the kids, there used to be a really large area of music. You know, they had CDs and they had a big movie section there where you could really spend a lot of time going through movies and music as well as books. But I guess now with Netflix and Spotify and Pandora, people are turning away from purchasing in stores when they can watch a Netflix on TV, you know, instead of renting movies. And, you know, I don't know, do people even buy CDs anymore? You can download the music online.
Right. And you mentioned the Kindle. Do you think that bookstores are almost losing their significance due to the emergence of e-readers?
Well, I think for people in your age group, yes, without a doubt. You guys seem to like instantaneously. So the idea of downloading a book in seconds is probably very appealing to you instead for a book. I think people my age, though, we love a book and that when travel, it's really a no-brainer to have the e-reader. I also think the e-readers, though, as with all electronic devices, are hard on our eyesight, so I think older people, like myself included, probably prefer the actual book because of that.
Right. Mega bookstores are almost forcing out the smaller independent bookstores. Why do you think Barnes & Noble is still thriving? After all, other large stores like Borders and Walden Books went out of business a few years ago.
Well, I think Barnes & Noble was kind of smart that they embraced the idea of people using these e-readers. So they started selling their own brand of e-readers called the Nook, which I believe was partnered with Samsung. And they also have infiltrated college campuses. You know, they operate university bookstores like I know they do at JMU. They sell textbooks needed for classes as well as books to read and magazines and your spare time. So right. I think that that's been pretty, you know, ingenious on their part.
Have you ever taken any trips to the bookstore with someone that has, like, the same interest in finding a book as you? Like, have you ever met up with somebody and said, hey, let's go try to find a nice book to read?
Your sister. actually, her and I love to go to the bookstore, even though she has a Kindle as well. And she's kind of like me. She'll get a coffee from Starbucks and wander up and down looking for a good book to read. So, yeah, absolutely. I've been with people who have the same interest in me.
Okay. Do you think the bookstores will eventually become a thing of the past?
Well, I hope not. I think, though, that they have to have an appeal that when people walk by, it kind of pulls them in and they're interested in going into shop, as with any store.
Right.
You know, it has to look inviting, you know, have areas where people can sit and browse through the books, you know, nice designed spaces, you know, for people to sit, like comfy couches and chairs. Uh-huh. And, of course, they need a good selection of books, you know, vintage books. You know, a lot of people are into collecting older books, and as well as, you know, really good, you know, the new books that are out and very popular books. So, and I also believe that they all have to kind of embrace this e-books, like Barnes & Noble did, you know, selling the Nook. They have a whole area just for that. So right. I think that they've got to give customers an opportunity to purchase a book as well as the e-book.
Now, like, the use of e-books and the online reading and so forth and so on, do you feel like this is almost affecting colleges and even, to a standpoint, high schools? The fact that they're using online books nowadays instead of an actual textbook, do you think it's, like, corrupting our generation, or do you find it to be almost more of a necessary evil?
Well, I think it's a necessary evil. I think that's probably the way the world is going. You know, as the high school you went to, you guys had a laptop through the school and your books were on there. I think it's good because I think that you don't have to carry as many books around in a backpack. You know, right. It gets heavy, especially high school kids, when they have to carry that all day long. But I also think that there's a lot of cons to that. You know, if your computer crashes and everything's on there,
you're kind of screwed.
You're kind of. I mean, I don't know what you do in that situation because I lost everything. Computers aren't, you know, it's easier to replace a book. So.
All right. Well, Tracy, thank you. I really appreciate you taking your time to talk with me today regarding bookstores, and your input has been very valuable.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thank you.